All right, folks, welcome back to yet another episode of Fresh Juice, an indie game podcast. I am one of your hosts, Tommy Fresh, and joined as always, it is
Matty Juice. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the show, Tom. It's good to be back.
It really is. It really is. And we got a fun one for you all today. We're going to be talking about a relaxing game for once. It's called Preserve. I'm excited to talk about it. I don't even really know how you would describe it other than it's kind of like a puzzle board game, relaxing sim in a way. I don't know. I can't wait to talk about it because this game was very interesting. But we do have a great show for you all this week. Wants to talk about some cool rec room, some good listener questions. But first, what's going on? What's new with you, my friend?
Let's see. What have I been up to? So over the weekend, went to a baptism. That's always fun, you know. Not really. You know, it was fine. But that was fine. A little party afterwards. I had some delicious Greek food there, which was great. Just kind of hung out Saturday night. Sunday, wanted to watch the closing ceremony of the Olympics, and the beginning was cool. Like, I'm not really like a big Olympic guy. I think I mentioned that last episode, but the beginning of it was very cool. They basically, I guess a lot of venues nowadays, right, they're giving people like the wristbands that light up so they can like programmatically kind of do cool stuff in the crowd. And show like all these different lights. So that was really cool. They basically went through like the history of the Olympics. So like in the crowd, you could see like gladiators and all that stuff, like people on chariots, whatever it is. I don't know. Appreciate all that kind of stuff. That was very cool. But then it just kind of hit a point for Maria and myself where it was just kind of like, it was being drawn out. They were like doing like opera and stuff, and like I get it, you know the French culture, like it's very cool and all that, but it just kind of we just turned it off and started watching some other stuff, so that was fine. But yeah, just kind of chilled on Sunday, had some barbecue, which was good, some ribs, and just kind of relaxed overall, you know. Nothing too crazy this weekend.
That's good. I did not watch the closing ceremony. We did watch some Olympic events here and there, you know, some women's basketball, some weightlifting. That was kind of cool. I did see that Phoenix, one of my favorite bands, did perform at the closing ceremony. They're French, so that makes sense.
Oh, cool.
They're awesome. I love them. One of the best live shows I've ever seen, Phoenix, if you could believe it. You should check them out, folks. Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix is such an amazing album. I can't recommend it enough. Anyway, my week was, last week I was like pretty sick. I had like some kind of sinus thing where like my head just was pounding all week, which sucked because I had to record like a lot of content last week. And I mean, I hope people couldn't tell. Like, I had like a pretty big episode of Fresh and Buds last week, and I was not feeling it the whole time. And I also was doing a bunch of commentary for another channel where, you know, actually probably worked to the benefit of the commentary because I was just kind of yucking and jiving a little bit. Just like, man, that card, don't know what that one does. I can't read it, you know. it was a good time, though. Kind of starting to feel better, you know, yesterday and today, which is good. But I also did go to a Fast and Furious themed Flesh and Blood tournament in a backyard at some buds. It was very, very cool. Fab and Furious, I should say. That was neat. I made some posters for them, or I designed some, you know, because there's a character in Flesh and Blood called Vincent. So it was Vin Set. Then there's also a character called Zen, and we did Zen Diesel, which was pretty cool. I wish there was like more Paul Walker isms to kind of mix in there, but I don't think any of it really made any sense that we could think of. But I posted pictures of that on my Twitter if anybody is interested. It was very cool. I recommend doing cool stuff like that with games you love. It was a good time. But Sunday, just kind of hung out, checked out a new record store in a town near us, found this like rare Lord of the Rings record from 1972, really? Where it's just a guy who was doing experimental, like electric organ music, like inspired by Lord of the Rings, with the wildest album cover. Like, you're like, who are these characters? Like, these characters are not from Lord of the Rings. Like, there's a guy going like this and like blowing like demons out of his mouth. It's just, it's a little crazy, but you put it on, it's pretty cool. It's very much like The Doors, right? Without any singing. Mm-hmm. So if you like that, it was cool, but it was a cool find. So I had to buy it. It was like $10 too. So that's pretty sweet.
Nice.
But yeah, now I've been playing a lot of the game that we're going to review, and then another game that I'm going to recommend at the end. So stick around for the end. Recommend a game.
Cool.
And
hey, also, just speaking of the Olympics, did you happen to catch the Australian breakdancer by any chance?
I sure did. I also heard that there will not be breakdancing at the next Summer Olympics.
Yes, shocker there. For those who haven't seen that, that's an early rec room here. Go look, pause the episode, go look up the Australian breakdancer, watch a minute clip of it, come back, and you'll know why we're laughing.
Yes, it was that one. You know, there's a lot of funny stuff that comes out of the Olympics every year. That one was just hard to watch for me. I will say, I was like, this is a bit too much, but you should definitely witness it. Now, we do have news, huge news.
Really?
Big what news. What could it be? Big news. We have a Discord.
Oh!
My God, check it out. It's in the show notes below. You can join the Discord. You can join in, chat about games. I'm chatting about a bunch of demos I'm playing, some other games I'm playing, as well as, you know, a really great chance for you to submit listener questions that we answer on the podcast every week. That's so cool. Check out the Discord. It is in the show notes below or to the side, wherever your show notes reside these days. What else is new? What is in the news this week, Matthew?
Yeah, so some pretty large news that I saw the other day that kind of shocked me. And we actually kind of covered this on a previous episode. I don't even remember exactly when, but for those who remember, Tango Gameworks, who were the developers for Hi-Fi Rush, a pretty popular indie game that was, you know, that studio was previously owned by Xbox. Xbox went and shut that studio down, which was a big shock to a lot of people because of the success of Hi-Fi Rush. So now the news is that Hi-Fi Rush's IP and Tango Gameworks have been acquired by Krafton from Xbox, and the studio will no longer be shut down. So they've been pulled out of the grave, and now they're back in it, and a lot of people are very excited about this. Now, the interesting thing, too, is that this publisher is the publisher for PUBG. So it's kind of very interesting because they're obviously two completely kind of different games. But PUBG has been a game that I'm surprised is still around, to be honest. They've got a core community over there. So hopefully this is, you know, going to be kind of a long-term plan for Tango and the Hi-Fi Rush team. But it's, yeah, just pretty cool. You know, it's honestly, I think a lot of people were thinking that this is a bad move by Xbox, right? Especially like seeing like the record profits that they had. So it's good to see that the industry itself sees the value in Hi-Fi Rush and Tango. So yeah, just a kind of a feel good story there.
Yeah, that is a feel good story. I'm feeling pretty good. That is no, that's awesome to hear. And you know, funny.